That's just super important that you guys understand that the core value of what we're doing and what you're doing, it has to center on who you are. It cannot center upon you getting this teaching and trying to copy it. It has to center upon you saying, God, who am I? Who am I called to reach? Where am I called to go? What is my tribe? What is my call? And then for you to see what your staff is, to hold it up, and to see supernatural things come. And God says that if you do that, he's going to back you not once, not twice, but three times. Remember what happened with the staff. Remember the things that God's doing. He wants to supernaturally use what you have to transform others. Are you getting excited? Oh, Jesus, you are so good. One of the things that I want to talk about in the beginning is the core values of an arts in the kingdom and the prophetic mindset. Prophetic is always, in our culture, encouraging, comforting. It's positive, loving, edifying. It's from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. So we start with the framework that God is in a good mood. And we don't deviate from that because people already know what their issues are. Did Moses already know that he was slow of speech? Did that really bother God? But even when it bothered Moses, God had a plan. So he sent him Aaron. So God knows who you are. He knows what you need, and he'll send you a team to even help you to grow in your call because he loves you that much. Isn't that good news? Look around you. You see people up here on stage. Are they doing it as a team? You see the worship. Are they doing it as a team? Everywhere you look, when you see what God's doing, he's gathering people collectively to work as a team so that we can build each other up, we can edify each other, and that's part of the process of building a prophetic arts culture. And aren't you glad? You don't have to do it alone.